Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for May 31st, 2022. The Shred is a bite-sized bit of recruitment news to help make sure you're in the know, even if you're on the go. The Shred is brought to you today by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. Guys, you can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Now to the news. Well, once again, everything Chad and Cheese touch turns to gold, baby. House of HR, a Belgian-based staffing firm, and the sole reason we're able to do the European show, announced that private investment firm Bain Capital Private Equity has entered into a share purchase agreement for the acquisition of a 55% stake in the company. House of HR Management, Nexicap, and founder Connie van der Dreysche will hold the remaining equity. Financial details were not disclosed, and the closing of the transaction remains subject to customary regulatory approvals. According to the House of HR, the new strategic partnership will, quote, maintain the company's entrepreneurial spirit, end quote, as well as help House of HR scale its unique platform into new markets and increase digital investments. Rika Coppens, CEO of House of HR and overall badass, said, quote, with Bain Capital's investment in House of HR, we start a new chapter in our incredible story. We intend to continue our growth path based on strong organic growth combined with targeted and specialized M&A in existing markets, DACH countries, and the Nordics, all supported by continued focus on digitization while maintaining a high standard when it comes to attention to people, both internal employees, but also all of our candidates, end quote. Christoph Jacobs von Marlin, or Merlin, sounds like a Marvel character. He's the manager director of Bain Capital Private Equity. He added, quote, it is rare to find such a unique platform with a vibrant, energetic ethos and outstanding management team as is House of HR, end quote. For the full year 2021, House of HR reported revenue of 2.2 billion euros. That's an increase of 18.8% when comparing it to 2020. On a personal note, I've known the House of HR, as well as our friend Levin at the company, for years. And let me say, this couldn't have happened to a nicer group of people. How do you say congratulations in Flemish? Anyway, guys, be sure to tune into the weekly show and the European show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to the virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. As always, you can learn more by hitting up recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.